Welcome to Safety Culture Excellence, brought to you by ProAct Safety, the leader in the world of safety excellence. And now for your host, Sean Galloway.
The sky is falling. The danger of overkill safety rules. In the wide open spaces with nothing overhead but sky and an occasional bird, a worker gets out of his truck and is required to put on his hard hat. There's 100 yards between the gate and the factory door with no apparent dangers, but workers are required to put on all their PPE at the gate. Production workers must wear steel-toe boots, so the company decides to make fork truck drivers wear them also. What is the harm? You can't be too safe after all, can you? The harm is in separating the rule from the risk. Overkill rules, rules that strive for too safe, run the risk of causing workers to lose their respect for the safety rules in general. If the rules don't make sense, are they really about safety or just about authority? If leaders exert power over workers in ways that don't add value, workers can lose respect for leaders as well as their rules. If safety rules don't truly improve safety, they're not really safety rules at all. Overkill rules can also actually increase risks to workers. Wearing a hard hat in the hot sun may offer no protection from overhead risks and actually increase the probability of sunstroke or heat exhaustion. Wearing steel-toed boots can actually hamper fork truck operation in some instances. Suiting up at the gate may make the walk to the factory door awkward and more risky. All safety rules should be periodically reviewed to ensure that they are actually improving safety. Knee-jerk reactions to accidents are often the source of overkill rules. An organization should adopt a process of careful analysis to make sure any new rule or guideline actually addresses the risks involved and does not create new risks. When the rules make sense and reduce risks, they are more often obeyed. The answer is, yes, you can try to be too safe.